Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. On a bare hill raise a signal, cry aloud to them. Wave the hand for them to enter the gates of the nobles. I myself have commanded my consecrated ones, and have summoned my mighty men to execute my anger, my proudly exulting ones. The sound of a tumult is on the mountains, as of a great multitude, the sound of an uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathering together. The Lord of hosts is mustering a host for battle. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens, the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Wait, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty it will come. Therefore all hands will be feeble, and every human heart will melt. They will be dismayed, pangs and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another. Their faces will be aflame. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. From the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shed its light. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the pomp of the arrogant, and lay low the pompous pride of the ruthless. I will make people more rare than fine gold, and mankind than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place, at the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. And like a hunted gazelle, or like sheep with none to gather them, each will turn to his own people, and each will flee to his own land. Whoever is found will be thrust through, and whoever is caught will fall by the sword. Their infants will be dashed in pieces before their eyes, their houses will be plundered, and their wives ravished. Behold, I am stirring up the Medes against them, who have no regard for silver and do not delight in gold. Their bows will slaughter the young men. They will have no mercy on the fruit of their womb. Their eyes will not pity children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew them. It will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. No Arab will pitch his tent there. No shepherds will make their flocks lie down there. But wild animals will lie down there, and their houses will be full of howling creatures. There ostriches will dwell, and there wild goats will dance. Hyenas will cry in its towers, and jackals in the pleasant palaces. Its time is close at hand, and its days will not be prolonged. For the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and will again choose Israel, and will set them in their own land, and sojourners will join them, and will attach themselves to the house of Jacob. And the peoples will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the Lord's land as male and female slaves. They will take captive those who were their captors, and rule over those who oppressed them. Chapter 12 depicts a time in which there will be thankfulness toward the Lord, because his anger has turned away. Verse 2 might be one of those that you have highlighted in your Bible. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is what chapter 12 is focusing on, this praise of God for salvation. It's similar to what's written in chapter 15, which we'll get to soon, and reflects the grateful response of the people toward God for deliverance. It really is sort of a song that is written, and chapter 12 might have been as well. This call for praise and thanksgiving goes out among the people to realize that God is their salvation. And likewise today, God is our salvation and still deserves this praise, glory, and honor, the fruit of our lips as we praise him. Verses 5 and 6 even gives us some reasoning. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let that be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. If you needed something to focus on in order to praise God today, there you go. Isaiah has given it to us. Chapter 13 has this prophecy concerning Babylon. A day will come in which the peoples of all over the earth will recognize God's sovereignty, and he will hold them accountable for their actions. Verse 3 says, I myself have commanded my consecrated ones, and summoned my mighty men to execute my anger. That phrase there, my consecrated ones, simply means that he set them apart for a use, something that he wanted to accomplish with them. So verse 4, there is this great tumult that is coming together. If you remember your history, Babylon was overthrown in 539 BC, and it was a combination of the Medes and the Persians that came against them. So the passage continues to describe this day of judgment that is coming for them, stating that it's going to be so bad that the sun, the moon, and the stars will not even shine. That's directly pointed at Babylon, since they had a reputation for a system of observing celestial events, thinking that they could somehow predict the future by those observations. Verse 11 seems to indicate that there is some going back and forth between specifically talking about just Babylon, but also talking about a punishment of all evil. It's even going to be so terrible that he says in verse 12, I will make people more rare than fine gold. The population is going to be severely diminished. There's going to be a great loss of life. Verse 13 gives this terrible imagery of making the heavens tremble, the earth shaken out of its place at the wrath of the Lord of hosts. Many times when prophecy is given and depicts God coming, especially in wrath, it is accompanied by this picture of this cosmic upheaval, the earth shaking, the heavens trembling. We see it in other places like 2 Samuel 22, Job 26, Joel chapter 2. It continues to describe how terrible this onslaught is going to be, that no one will be spared, not even children or even the unborn. It states that the city will become like Sodom and Gomorrah. It will not be inhabited or lived in for all generations. Talking of wild animals living there, it's returned to an uninhabited area. Then the beginning of chapter 14 returns to speaking of the compassion that God has on those that he has claimed as his. There is a hope that still exists. It is not gone. And as terrible as all of this has been described concerning Babylon and evil, now that return to hope is focused on that we may not be overcome. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.